And welcome to the weekend, and welcome to Saturday mornings on WHP 580. I'm Michael Parks, and thank you very much for starting off your weekend with us here on WHP 580. You know, the guest in with me right now, we're just kicking around the idea of just what a wonderful, fabulous place Central Pennsylvania is to call home. A lot of us are transplants here. I'm a transplant. Our guest here as well, and we're just discussing, you know, with the location and just the scenery, the people. It's just, like we said, it's a place that you can call home. And we're going to talk about that, but most importantly, with Veterans Day coming up, we're going to talk about the rich history and heritage that goes on in our area for the number of people like you and also our military personnel who work for the Defense Department and for the military. We all know about the Ship Parts Control Center, Navy Depot, Army Depot, the Army War College, and so much more. So we're going to talk about those today. It's a pleasure to have in Jamie Keener. Jamie is the Chief Executive Officer of the Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation. And Jamie, tell us, explain to us, I could probably tell them, but tell us what your organization is all about.
Yeah, good morning, Michael, and thank you for having us here today to talk a little bit about the Cumberland, New York Area Local Defense Group. I am the CEO for Cumberland Area Economic Development, and one of the jobs that we have to do is to administer the Cumberland, New York Area Local Defense Group. We were asked by the Pennsylvania Military Community Enhancement Commission, which is a state commission that oversees the 12 bases in Cumberland County. We were asked to administer the local defense group for the Carlisle Barracks, DLA New Cumberland, DLA Susquehanna it is now, and NSA Mechanicsburg. Hmm. So we have three bases, two of them in Cumberland County, and of course, DLA is in York County. But our purpose is to bring attention and focus to the benefit of those bases here, you know, to also show the community what the value of those bases are here, but then also to protect against an economic impact that could be if we were to experience another BRAC or, again, a reduction in force within our bases. So that's really the purpose for being here today, to talk about the value that they have to our local community.
And joining us also is Al Beanstalk. Yes, that Al Beanstalk, the man that probably is as famous as our own R.J. Harris. R.J. and Al have been close friends, colleagues, and they've worked together so much. Al, good to see you.
It's a delight to be here. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in on WHP. And the reason why you came in to talk is?
I'm a commissioner in Hampton Township, which is the site of the Navy base, NSA. I know it's called Naval Support Activity Mechanicsburg, but it's really in Hampton Township, which is kind of funny because the biggest body of water we have is the Conedogwinet Creek.
That's right.
And I had a discussion with one of the base commanders one time, and I told him if he didn't see things my way, we would dam up the creek and he'd never get his ships through. But we've had a great relationship,
yes,
with all of the military installations in the area. And one of the things that we like to convey, not only the importance of the various military installations to the lifeblood of Central Pennsylvania, but what the people of Central Pennsylvania bring to the military, strong work ethic, great schools, all of those kinds of things that they can take advantage of.
Yes, and what a great career and also a great place to work because it has employed so many people. And I think a lot of us know somebody at one point in time worked in one of those bases and did so much for them. So, Al, you know, Jamie was talking about BRAC. Back when I was doing news, I remember we went through those. When was the last biggie where they were going to shut down move? That was like quite a while ago.
I'm not sure. I don't think it was the last one, but I got involved in 1993.
Yeah.
When I was not involved in local government, but a few of us decided that we thought the public input would be important, and we started a petition drive.
Yes.
And in the space of about 3 weeks, gathered something like 28,000 signatures that we ended up delivering to the BRAC, to each of our federal representatives, two senators and a member of Congress, and the White House. And we understand that it had some impact.
Mm. But could we face something like that again? Is down the road, you know, we hear about all these cutbacks that are going on in government. Could it happen again?
It could. They keep threatening.
Oh.
But there's also the death by a thousand cuts concept, where they don't need a BRAC to say, well, this particular tenant of NSA, for example, we're going to move out to Oklahoma, or that particular tenant of some other base. And then it dwindles the total population on the base and makes it less important to the military as an entity and less important to the local community.
Yeah. And Michael, we had a recent example of that over at DLA. There was some talk about the medical clinic possibly going away from the facility there. And the local defense group was brought in as part of the discussion. We met with some of the leaders on base and, you know, certainly wrote some letters. And ultimately, I think it was decided that they would not pull that. And they do a lot of industrial hygiene services over there. So just to have them on base was important. But again, going back to veterans and the importance of having those bases here is also some of the services that are still provided on the bases, DLA, medical services and supply services, you know, at Carlisle Barracks as well. So again, just trying to tie that value back to the community and for those who have retired here in the mid-state, certainly a great value to have the bases.
Let's talk about these facilities. Let's start off with the DLA Susquehanna. You know, just talk about how massive and what goes on there.
Yeah, so that's 848 acres, roughly. It's, you know, bound by the Susquehanna River on the east and the Turnpike on the west and 83. Huge distribution facility. And again, they were very instrumental. We met with some of their folks recently, and they were instrumental in the PPP distribution for the DOD. And again, it's a distribution center. So a lot of the inventory comes into the base and then gets distributed throughout the world. They have you know, roughly 3,500 employees there on base. Those come from Cumberland, York, Dolphin counties. And the labor impact is about $378 million a year. So, and again, it's not small change.
No.
And then, you know, when we look at the statewide impact, it's about 7,600 in total employment impact for the state of Pennsylvania and about $570 million in labor income for the state of Pennsylvania. So, again, a huge economic driver here in the mid-state.
I got married we called it the Army Depot. I got married at that facility down there back in 1992. My mother-in-law, father-in-law, military, and so we were trying to pick a place, and we had it down there at the Officers Club, and oh my gosh, it was just a beautiful place. Went down there again recently for another party that was down there as well. So I'm kind of tied into that. Yeah. So that was, you know, again, just the impact of somebody, you know, from outside of the public. But, you know, we refer to it as the old Army Depot, mm-hmm. but, and it's, again, it's been lost in the news, Al, and like, you know, just like we call it, you know, the Navy Depot or the Ship Arts Control Center, if it's not in the news, it's kind of out of sight, right? Out of mind.
It is, unfortunately, but it's a tremendous asset to the community. NSA, the naval base, if you will, has about 4,400 people working there. And while most people think a Navy base has a lot of sailors, the fact of the matter is it's a very small percentage of people in uniform. The vast majority are civilians from the local community. It has tremendous effect on not only local employment, but the economics of the community with all of those people working here and buying things in the general area.
Yeah. And it's amazing. And you guys could talk about this because business, especially in Cumberland County, is what y'all are all about, but just the economic impact because people working there spend money here. People come and invest here. They're coming to stay here. So it's more than just the jobs that go on to each one of these facilities, right, Jamie?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about the hospitality industry. There's contractors that come in from out of town. They stay in our hotels. They eat in our restaurants. So yeah, it's not just the direct economic impact for the jobs there, but it's also the collateral impact that we see in our community. So yeah, it's tremendous. You know, with the local defense group, still talking about NSA Mechanicsburg, we did a joint land use study. We funded that through our local defense group funding and identified some projects. You know, there are certainly impacts, community impacts around the perimeter of the base. They need to secure the base, but there's also impacts on the community in that, you know, transportation issues, traffic issues, stormwater issues. So part of the study that we did with the joint land use study was to identify a couple projects, and one of those was recently we helped support with a turning lane from Carlisle Pike onto Sporting Hill Road.
Yeah.
And again, it's, you know, trying to collaborate, sort of what we do is collaborate between the base and the community, the municipal officials. And in this case, it's, you know, ironic that Al Beanstock is a township commissioner in Hampton. So, you know, it was nice to bring it back home to him. And again, it's the volunteers through our local defense group, like Al as our one of our vice chairs. It's great to have community involvement that we can call upon. The other thing, and Al didn't mention it, my late sister worked at the Navy Depot and was involved with that BRAC back in the day. And Al brought a picture of he and her when they went down to D.C. And it was just really neat.
I brought back so much memories when I used to work, you know, did stories out with Dennis Edwards on KBO. And we used to go down there. And that was like huge news because about the impact and what could have happened if those were shut down, especially back then. It would have been a huge kick in the gut to this. But, now, you know, we talk about, you know, you're a township commissioner. And, you know, when we have Jamie on and his staff, we always talk about that involvement between your groups, politics, business, and people. Do you have a good relationship like you do with your fellow state legislators and everybody else and U.S. senators, the concern, realize the importance of these facilities?
Absolutely. We've had very close relationships in Hampton Township with the naval base, with the base commanders in particular, who oversee the operations there. We've done some joint work, some things that we cannot do because of either law or regulation. Like, for example, our cops cannot go on the base to deal with a particular situation. But our fire companies aid each other. We're able to do that.
Wow.
They have a full-time paid fire company.
Yes, they do.
Ours is volunteer. During the day, if there's a true fire call, not a false alarm kind of thing, their people may be the first to respond, and they're a tremendous asset.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, there is one more facility, especially that serves so many of our veterans, and talk about that. That's in Cumberland County, which that is being the Carlisle Barracks and the U.S. Army War College. We're going to talk to that. Jamie Keener is joining us, CEO of the Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation, Al Beanstock, Hampton Township Commissioner. And again, gentlemen, if just to keep people involved, I know, Al, probably the people who live in Hampton Township, they know your number. They know how to get a hold of you. But Jamie, too, your organization as well. And, you know, just to reach out to you and find out more, it's CumberlandBusiness.com, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you can go online and check out CumberlandBusiness.com. We do have a page for our military. So if you want more information about the bases and what we do with the local defense group, you can go on there.
Yeah, and don't forget, like, this organization, too, does so much more along with the military business and supporting our veterans and our people. This organization in Cumberland County also gets involved with tourism. They get involved with bringing in business, promoting business, and like we always say, it's not only a great place to call home, but a great place to do business in Cumberland County. Find out more, again, by going to CumberlandBusiness.com. Hear this podcast again. Again, WHP580.com. Click on podcast of Michael Parks. More with the gentleman in just a bit. We are taking care of business on WHP. Michael Parks, taking care of business, WHP 580, as we get ready for Veterans Day. A lot of us here in Central Pennsylvania are so blessed and honored to have so many great military facilities here in the area. Y'all know them as the New Cumberland Army Depot, the Ship Parts Control Center, the U.S. Army War College in Carlisle. They are called the DLA Susquehanna, the NSA Mechanicsburg. Joining us today is Jamie Keener, CEO of the Cumberland Area Economic Development Corporation, and Al Beanstock, Hampton Township Commissioner. The one we didn't get to talk about, Jamie, the Carlisle Barracks, U.S. Army War College.
Yeah, absolutely. A tremendous asset to our region. I Most of the military leaders that are involved with our DOD have come through the War College at one point or another. And they also serve a lot of the military leaders throughout the world. They bring them in, help them to understand the community that we live in, understand the culture of America and what we are. There has been some talk in the past about potentially moving the War College out of Carlisle. Mm. The local defense group, and I was a volunteer a few years ago, we spent quite a bit of time making sure that it stayed here. That could always change in the future, but they are currently working on a new administration building that's, I think, $90+ million investment on the base. So I don't think that they're going to take the War College away from us anytime soon. One of the things the local defense group is doing to help with that project is they're looking at a potential pedestrian gate on the east side of the barracks, which is along Post Road. It's a narrow two-lane road in North Middleton Township. And a local defense group is working with a stakeholder group, folks from the barracks, from the local municipalities, to look at what a post-construction condition would look like with Post Road. So it's a collaborative project. It's community impact, and that's some of what we're doing with the local defense group is trying to identify funds and bring resources to improve those projects.
Yeah, we were talking at the beginning about Al. What was it, the Bronx you came from, Al?
I did.
saw some pheasants in his backyard and said, hey, I think I'd like to move here. City boy coming down here. But we talk about how, he came here so many years ago, made a home, family, raised a family. Me, you, Jamie, and we talk about how so many of these people who work either at the Army War College or some of these depots who are military, not from here, how they make this place home.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually a native of Shippensburg, although I moved away and came back because, again, it was a place I wanted to raise my children. And the quality of life is really one of the things that we want to promote, from a business standpoint and business attraction and even remote worker attraction at this point. We think there's opportunity in Cumberland County. But yeah, it's interesting when we talk to retirees, military retirees about why are they here. And, a lot of them have come through the War College or have, come through the bases and said, hey, Carlisle, Pennsylvania is a place I want to live or South Central PA. And it's interesting. We, Money Incorporated did a top 20 cities for retired military and Carlisle, Pennsylvania was number 12.
Wow. It's true. It's believed, I can understand that. And you both know, Al, you especially, it was like the growth continues
right
in Hampton Township, which is a good thing. And also in Cumberland County, you guys are constantly luring new businesses in. And I always talk about this area, it's just a gateway, to how many people, and that to the Northeast, Southwest, especially for all the distribution centers and things like that. Al, as we wrap up, especially with Veterans Day coming up, the importance of these bases and the employers and having this military presence here and how proud we should be of that.
I think one of the interesting things about the Naval Base is that it was created back in World War II. And if people think of, why in the middle of a country somewhere, the fact of the matter is they were concerned about having supply depots near the coast because of the potential for destruction.
Yeah.
So it's been here for a long, long time. It as I said before, a great number of employees, civilian employees, and the economic output, I should say, in the area is over $1.2 billion.
Wow, it's just amazing. And again, if people were out there, and again, it was like you said, it was out of sight, out of mind, especially when the BRCA thing. So honestly, I could say the same thing. I have the last time I thought about these bases and these the control centers parts. You guys have teamed up, put together like a defense group. So again, if people, be concerned, especially if you live in Hampton Township or in Cumberland County, be aware of what's going on. And if we need your help, that petition comes up.
No, absolutely. And just a couple other assets to point out, the U.S. Army Heritage Education Center.
Exactly.
Again, a great resource. If you want to go, learn military history, that's the place to go in the region. And We were just had our annual golf outing at the Carlisle Barracks golf course, and again, another great asset that a lot of people don't know about. They don't know it's public, but certainly an asset that, you know, the local community can take care of and support their military that way.
I say when I retire, I was like, I don't have to go far to see some of the things that I haven't seen and experienced and enjoyed within just a day, right around our areas, you know, right across the river from where we are right now. So,
but I'd really love to again thank our veterans. My wife is a veteran, and you know, just to show my appreciation, just personally, not even. On behalf of the organization, but that too, but just for everything that they've done for us to give us our freedoms and, you know, the sacrifices they've made. So just exactly. Want to put that out. Veterans Day coming up. We need to continue to recognize our veterans every day, but especially on Veterans Day.
Well said.
If I can tie into that, Hampton just really is at a finishing stage of a veterans recognition park that we started building about 4 or 5 years ago. We've had all kinds of events there. It honors all veterans. I happen to be a vet, so I take it very seriously. There are points of remembrance for every war in which the U.S. has ever been engaged, among other things.
Yeah, we can't ever forget. Veterans Day coming up. Thank a vet, and also salute and help promote businesses here in our area, especially those bases as well. Jamie Keener, Chief Executive Officer of the Cumberland Valley Economic Development Corporation, Al Beanstalk, Hampton Township Commissioner. Thank you all for coming in and sharing time with us today.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Really appreciate it.
You can hear this podcast again by going to WHP580.com. Click on Podcast to Michael Parks. Find out more at CumberlandBusiness.com. We'll continue in a bit. We are taking care of business on WHP.